There you are. Of course, we have some really exciting days this weekend, you know, like such and such day and that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah?
What's fun is that, in fact, tomorrow is Carnival Day, and we're fortunate enough that we have a carnival here.
Hooray!
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
A little bit smaller than normal, but...
Well, they're running out of room in that parking lot, I guess, right?
Mm. Well, yeah, yeah.
Cause, yeah, because you know, they got a new restaurant. There's another new restaurant coming, so...
That they're a building.
Yeah, they're just going to be pushing it back, I guess. Huh?
You know... Right across the street, we have a city facility that probably could permanently house them. What do you think?
The carnival?
Well, I think you'll have a representative from the city in with you in about an hour.
We could find out.
And he probably just spat beverage all over his dashboard.
Do you know
right
the
now.
Name of the carnival, by the way? I mean, I don't have any idea.
Joe's Carnival? I don't know.
I just wondered. Okay.
I don't know. Have you ever been over there? I mean, I've never been. I mean, I've lived here 24 years, and I guess it's been coming every year since I've been here.
Because after all, Scott is in the target demo for the carnival.
Well, no, I just wondered if at any time you've ever found yourself at the mall parking lot carnival or somewhere else it's been. Maybe.
The closest I came is when they had that.
he dropped Jackie off to a board meeting.
had
a couple hours to kill. Hey, you know what? I think I'll go to the carnival.
Oh, yeah. No. Is Jackie on the carnival board, too?
Just,
yeah.
Just to go see what kind of treats and delights they have there. Uh-huh. Oh, look. Gosh, that corn dog, that looks really fresh.
Anyway, that's it. I guess the answer is no there.
It's been a while. Yeah. It really has. Haven't been
I don't believe I've ever been.
Closest I've been is when they had that inflatable giant that laid on its side, you know. I drove by and looked at that. I went, boy, that's really something.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, the thing is, now the folks who work the carny, they now hang out at Texas World Speedway.
That's where they live?
Yeah, that's where they camp at. That's where they're...
I think that's pretty much where they've always...
Yeah, it is. That's where they're domiciled, if you will. I mean, it's not nearly as good as being in a railroad car along Welburn Road that
where we hanging out the laundry.
Where we get to see their real lifestyle, but nonetheless.
That's what you want.
So you want to join the circus, huh?
Yeah,
there you are, son.
Always good. Next time they're here, just take your children by and show them that and say, are you sure? But also, in addition to it being Carnival Day tomorrow, it's National Pistachio Day, if you happen to like
I love.
I don't get pistachio.
Really?
Hey, how about that? Something Chase likes and I like.
Yeah, Ray, come on.
Pistachios.
Shall we go? Do you want to go into the olives? Do you want to go into
No, because it's well established. I'm just curious. Yeah. You said it was your choice of words. It's one thing if you say you don't like pistachios.
Yeah.
That's fine. There are some nuts that I don't like.
Yeah.
But what is it about pistachios that you don't get?
Is it too much work for the payoff?
Why are they red? I mean, aren't they red?
No, they're green.
Or green? Okay.
They're green.
But aren't the shells red?
I've seen them red.
No.
I think there's the red.
But if you buy them in the store, they're green.
Okay.
Why?
Yeah.
Why is that? Do we know?
They're green.
Why are things coming out of the ground green? Is that what you're...
No, why are carrots orange?
No, why is the sky blue?
What the heck is this, a philosophy class?
Why are they green?
I thought it was an unnatural green. Is it an unnatural red? Is that what they do?
I think it's an unnatural red is what it is.
Yeah.
It's a natural green.
What is it about the taste of pistachio that makes people want to do ice cream, though? I just don't get that.
Now, I don't care for nuts in ice cream. I don't care for nuts in cookies. I don't care for nuts in desserts of any kind.
Or stuck in your teeth,
right?
Matter. Yeah.
But now you put a nice walnut or a nice pecan in a salad.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's delicious.
Sure, that's very tasty. Yeah.
But
okay.
but pistachios, man, I just get a bag of them.
Got it.
You know.
Okay.
And I got turned on to them because my spotter for Aggie football brought a bag one time. Mm-hmm. And I said, I've never had one of those. He said, well, here, try one. And
that's another
I've nearly been like that before.
Can you see the operations memo the next week? There seem to be shells in one of the announced booth up there.
No, we just bar another cup from the fountain. That's why we run out of cups at the fountain. So
thanks. Oh, you're the reason.
I'm spitting shells into them. So.
All right. Also, tomorrow is International Sword Swallowers Day.
I have never tried that.
No?
No.
Tomorrow's Levi Strauss Day. And tomorrow is...
When's it Levi Garrett Day?
Yeah. Tomorrow is Open That Bottle Night.
Ooh, and on a Saturday.
Like that never happens on a Saturday.
Well, I mean, is that a jar of olives to come full circle, or does that mean...
No, that's not a bottle.
A jar, that'd be a jar.
It'd be a jar.
Yeah, so I guess it's a maybe a beverage that you purchased and paid way too much for that you're ready to try. Okay. By the way, enjoy the last weekend of February there, because according to Atlantic Monthly, this is the month that has the fewest homicides, assaults, thefts, and burglaries.
Well, duh.
The fewest days.
Shortest month. Yeah.
What kind of genius did it take to figure that out?
Thank you.
A little note.
Thank you very much.
Okay, on Sunday.
Has the fewest hours. Yeah.
It's just in February, only has 28 days.
Fewest sunsets.
On Sunday, it's National Kahlua Day. It's also National Strawberry Day, and it's National No-Brainer Day. So,
you boys like Kahlua cake? You ever had Kahlua cake?
I've never had Kahlua cake.
Kahlua cake's good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Kahlua.
Yeah. At 7:17. Okay, this Sunday, you know, it's the big Oscar thing.
Yeah, it sure is.
The big Oscar thing.
Party at your house again, Scott?
86th annual Oscars.
Tom, bring the dip.
Yes, hosted by Anne Hathaway and James Franco.
Yeah.
They might do a pretty good job.
They might.
We'll see how that works.
They're fresh and young, and, you know, they're trying to gear to a younger audience.
Well, Yeah. The problem is that the movies that the young people go see normally don't win the awards, but the front runner for Best Picture is Social Network.
Really, more than
right now,
King's
you
Speech.
Know, but it's hard to say. Some odds makers are saying King's Speech, and the deal that's interesting is that most of the time it's a movie that came out after October that wins, just because
top of mind.
Yeah, I think that's probably probably what it is.
This is probably a dumb question, but because you were talking about odds makers, does Vegas bet on this?
You know, I don't know. They
I
have a lot
of
prop bets. They have a lot of prop bets for sports events. They might do that, but I can't walk into the sports book and there's a picture of all the nominees. let me vote.
Give me a sawbuck on the King's Speech.
Yeah, let me do that. Anyway, Colin Firth is probably going to win. That's the King's Speech dude. But the deal is, you know, your key demo isn't going to go see this. That's a really good movie. I really enjoyed the movie. I didn't see anything wrong with it.
If you're young but the least bit grown up, go see this movie.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
really, if you're, it's a great historical piece.
Don't take your 14-year-old. They'll go, King? What? King? Uh-huh. What? You know, and there's no CGI in it. You know, nobody gets shot. There's no explosion. None of that stuff.
What?
So,
next thing you're going to tell me, nobody's naked in it.
Yeah, see, any of that stuff. Now, Jeff Bridges, you know, a lot of people like him, but he's not going to win two in a row.
No, and his True Grit was good, but it wasn't like last year. It wasn't as good as last year. He deserved it last year. I don't think he would deserve it this year.
Now, if Jeff Bridges happened to win, you know, there have only been two other guys who have won back-to-back Oscars, best acting Oscars.
Oh, we're going to give something away?
No.
Oh,
just wondered if you knew.
Is Tom Hanks one?
Actually, I do have something we could give away. Yeah, Tom Hanks is one. The other is Spencer Tracy.
Oh, well,
we're
good. Well,
away
well
now.
First caller.
The oldest woman. Yeah. The oldest.
Our next question, who's buried in Grant's tomb?
The oldest woman to ever win an Oscar.
I think I know this.
A Hepburn.
Nope.
Gloria Stewart, isn't it?
No, it's Jessica Tandy.
Oh, for Driving Miss Daisy?
She was 81.
Okay.
Oldest actor to ever win the Best Actor Oscar.
Oh.
Ooh.
Was it John Wayne?
No. Joey Lewis? No. Henry Fonda.
Oh, okay, that's Golden right. Pond. He wasn't there. He was too sick, and he passed away not long after.
Golden Pond, he was 76.
Yeah, there you go.
But just in case you think you remember all this stuff, I mean, can you name any of the movies that have won Best Picture in the last 3 years? Best Picture for the last 3 years.
Well, Avatar.
Hangover.
didn't Avatar win last year?
Nope. Best Picture. Not, you know, anything else.
Avatar.
Hangover should have won. Hello?
Tom Hanks and Spencer Tracy.
Thank you. All right. Appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you get to keep listening.
Last year was the Hurt Locker.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, you see?
Yeah. Now that you say it, I get it right.
Oh, yeah,
on.
But this is like talking about Heisman Trophy winners.
Okay. Yeah. Why do people watch this? Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, gosh, you're right.
I had it right on the tip of my tongue.
Now that you say it, before that it was Slumdog Millionaire.
Uh-huh.
And before that it was No Country for Old Men. And before that it was The Departed. And you know, those all were pretty good movies. And the one before that was Crash, which I thought was a really good movie.
Yeah, outstanding. But,
boy, all four of those are kind of dark movies, I guess you would say.
They're like good enough to win the Oscar for Best Picture. Yeah, that's right. They are. Well, I don't. Yeah, that's probably right. They are kind of dark pictures. They weren't feel-good hits. Anyway, that's coming up. Starts at 7 o'clock. By the way, well, we're not going to do it now. We'll do it in the entertainment segment. That we also have the apparently more information on Hangover Part 2.
Aye.
Which we're probably kind of looking forward to, really. More than anything else.
I smell a stinker.
Do you?
So.
Well.
Don't forget also that it's the Razzies this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Razzies were created in 1980 by John Wilson, who mails out ballots to 757 Golden Raspberry Foundation members. Wonder how you get to be a member of that.
Yeah. Somebody have to die.
Or a former winner, maybe.
The nominees for Worst Picture are The Last Airbender, Sex and the City 2, The Twilight Saga, I Can't Imagine, Vampires Suck, and The Bounty Hunter. I don't know. I haven't seen any of them.
How'd you see it? How do you know it sucks?
Yeah, that's what I mean. So, that's why I couldn't be a member of the Raspberry thing either, because I don't watch those. But anyway. Yeah, this James Franco's a pretty interesting fellow for a young guy. He seems to...
Well, he's nominated for Best Actor. I'm sure he won't win, because Colin Firth is such an odds-on favorite. But if you have a chance to see 127 Hours, it's quite a fascinating show. And if you see it... Then afterwards, go to this thing called the internet and go to YouTube and look up, this fella's name who he plays and look for the documentary that Tom Brokaw did on him. Mm-hmm. It's a fascinating follow up to watching the movie.
7:23. All right. Now listen, we're letting the state of Nebraska get ahead of us in Texas, and this has got to stop. This foolishness has got to stop. A Nebraska state senator has introduced a bill that, if passed, would allow teachers to carry concealed weapons to school.
Mm-hmm.
Now, come on. Texas and Utah were taking the lead on this thing for colleges. Hmm. Are they talking teachers, like in grade school, elementary, packing heat?
I guess so.
Harvard and Princeton announced they're reinstating early admissions. Well, what that means for most people is early rejection, but nonetheless, they're going to...
Oh, I didn't know that they'd stop them.
Didn't know they had either. I guess they did because they could. Have you heard of this kid named Justin Bieber? Have you heard of him?
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like I've
heard. Yeah, got a new haircut, I heard.
Okay. Now, is this young man, how old is he, 14 or 15?
He's 16.
He's 16. Okay. All right. So is he pretty much living a charmed life? He got to play in a celebrity NBA ball game and all this kind of stuff. He goes any place, you know, pictures and all that.
Yeah.
And
his voice hadn't changed yet.
And that's...
And it'll change.
And when it does, they're going to have to really make some sort of a shift. Here, hit this helium and sing.
Yeah.
Okay, what is this song called?
This is Baby.
Yeah. Okay, so you're 16, and you're Justin B. Okay, that'd really be enough of that.
Really? I mean, he didn't even get to the hook yet.
Okay.
Well, now look, if you're a 16-year-old girl, that grooves.
Yeah,
I've never been one, but I'm just assuming. I'm assuming that's
actually
we could build a whole new audience if we could.
There it is.
Ah.
Oh, the cerebral words.
The lyrics
are outstanding. Anyway, all right. So
there you go.
Okay. But let me show
you. Yeah, it ain't Stairway to Heaven.
No, let me show you though. Harry Chapin didn't write that song. Yeah.
He's better than Michael Bolton. Come on.
That's true.
Yeah.
So you're 16.
And on his birthday.
You're 16, and what field trip would you want to take? And he's going to. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Playboy Mansion?
Yes, sir. He called Hugh Hefner, said, could I come over? And they chatted it up and decided that he'll be stopping by to visit the house.
I'm going to assume everybody's going to be dressed.
Well, it just...
Otherwise
felonies could occur.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah, it would be...
He's 16.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that is taking your star power to the zenith, is it not?
Because Hefner's got PJs older than this kid.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine for a moment. What?